Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is September 5th, 2005, on this Monday, Labor Day edition. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and we're going straight to your calls in the next segment. All most talk show hosts are basking in the Maui sun today, off relaxing or grilling hamburgers and T-bones. We are here, ladies and gentlemen, going out live, covering the tragic aftermath of Katrina, now sending shockwaves not just through our economy, but the world economy as gas prices rise steadily upwards. The feds now have to admit what we could tell day one, thousands of dead, and still perhaps thousands more dead because of federal inaction. There are now more and more publications coming out and saying that there was evidence that someone might have blown up the levee. I see really nothing conclusive on that, but that is floating around out there. But what we do know, this is conclusive, the federal government specifically cut. You read one article, it says by 40%, another article by 90%. On average, it was in the high 80s. I've got nine different articles here out of the Times-Picayune, the big newspaper there in New Orleans, and reporting just in the last year and a half, where they were slashing the funding in many cases over 90%, specifically to send the money to Iraq. So to pay for the sewage treatment plants and water treatment plants and power plants that the globalists bombed to repair their systems, we don't get to have our levees fixed here. Also, the governor has actually refused to give total control over the National Guard over to Lord Bush. Lord Bush has announced that he's suspending Posse Comitatus over the weekend. He's had several photo ops. He's been caught red-handed in these photo ops. Also, Condoleezza Rice, late last week, was booed out of a popular play called Spin in New York because everybody knew about the scope of the disaster, and there she was up in the box clapping and smiling and smirking like the demon she is, and she was actually booed. So, see, she didn't care if the world and the public knew she was on vacation and wasn't planning to cancel any of it for the victims. You know, we just cancel our vacation here to come in and do a talk show on a holiday. Why? Because it's our job. I mean, if I would have been on vacation last week, I would have canceled my vacation immediately. God, you know, thank God it came the week before, but, you know, to come in and do a talk show. And again, I have no authority, folks. I'm not the government. But that's just how it works. I mean, I saw Sean Hannity and Alan Combs on when Rehnquist died Saturday night, you know, at 1 a.m. in the morning, because that's their job. Big events happen. They come in and they report, just like that's what we do. But no, the government that's actually supposedly running things, I mean, folks, George Washington would go 4 days without sleep, okay? Even once he was elected president, he would go days without sleep when there was something to deal with because he had responsibility. I couldn't stand Bill Clinton. I mean, just a horrible, criminal, un-American, gun-grabbing piece of trash. But Bill Clinton, working to destroy America, did work 16 to 17 hours a day. George Bush takes two naps. Folks, how do you take two naps? It's admitted. Two naps a day. Exercises twice a day. He takes out several hours to read novels. I mean, he has the life of a dilettante. A total... And again, Bush is a puppet. We'll talk about the aftermath, the latest info on the ravaged Gulf region, and take your calls at 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugars, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it is Monday, the fifth day of September, 2005. Well, over a week since this disaster, the string of disasters, the constellation of calamities began to unfold and take place in the Gulf Coast region from Louisiana to the panhandle of Florida up into Alabama. And I know that many of you have been listening to the radio, reading the newspaper, watching television, and so you know most of the general details. But I tell you, the dominant broadcast media, television, though they are admitting that Bush dropped the ball, and though they are admitting that they screwed up really bad, still they are absconding with the truth and really deceiving the people about the full scope of the disaster and just how bad a job the government did do. They are now, of course, having to admit that at least several thousand people are dead, and they're saying that number could be many, many times that. So it could easily dwarf, it could easily overshadow the dead of 9/11, with that anniversary coming up in less than 5 days. That anniversary coming up in about 4 days. The four-year anniversary of the tragic events at the World Trade Center complex and the Pentagon, and out in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, the 2,800-and-something dead Americans at the hands of the New World Order. And, you know, any time there is a robbery of a high-security installation or facility or company, the first group that the police look at are the security guards. Because generally, most crimes, especially high-risk crimes, more often than not, the highest percentage of the time, it's an inside job. Most crimes of any complexity are inside jobs. Now, that's the statistics. And so we looked at 9/11, and sure enough, all the evidence, the motives, just a million pieces of evidence. It's an orgy of evidence to the point of you got to think somebody was, you know, trying to get caught. Clearly, criminal elements carried out the entire attack, and what you're told publicly is a theater, is a fiction, is a manufactured facsimile or counterfeit. It is not the truth. But, you know, I always have to be careful about things. I have to look at them, and it takes time, generally, to really assess the situation. I'm not going to get on air and shoot my mouth off day one, like so many crackpot patriots do, and say that it's weather modification. I'm not going to get on the air day one and say that some group or some individual blew up that levee. I'm not going to get on air day one and say this is the martial law takeover, this is it, you know, grab your guns and head for the hills. But now, 7 days into this, 7-8 days into this, I mean, more questions than answers, and normally we get more answers as time goes along, and we are getting lots of answers, and a picture is starting to emerge, but it's like an ever-expanding puzzle. We just keep getting more pieces. But I know this, bottom line. This is going to help the New World Order, the globalists, the social architects, the criminally insane kleptomaniac control freaks, the freedom-hating parasite rulers that we have, the tragic events of New Orleans and surrounding areas is only going to help social engineering put more controls into our lives, train us to accept troops on the streets, train us to accept checkpoints, train us to accept the images of people in sports stadiums, and being searched and frisked and crowds beating each other to death and rapes and murders. And notice the whole backdrop has been martial law is coming, martial law is coming. Terrorists are going to attack. Give up all your rights. Only the government can save you. You know, there's going to be natural disasters, and we're going to take all your rights away when it happens. So we have this whole preparation, the globalist setting the table, is a good way to put it, in preparation of all of this. And at first I thought, maybe the government just is totally inept. We know they're inept. We know that in, you know, big, massive operations, they are lumbering, and to say the least, and at the other extreme of that area of the spectrum, they are just complete idiots. But there are elements of the government that are total precision. I mean, they can, you know, refuel in the air and fly 3,000 miles and then drop a bomb down a chimney and then fly back and refuel and then, you know, go land on the deck of an aircraft carrier. So we know there's also a lot of precision. And the precision is in controlling and steering and manipulating the chaos. And to try to chronicle the horrible job this government has done is daunting. But we're going to go to your calls here in just one moment. JW in Louisiana, Charles in Louisiana, Kevin in Austin, Texas, Mike in Maryland, many, many others. We're going to get a report from Louisiana later from Dwayne Coots, an IT man who lives there in Louisiana. And we are also going to have Paul Craig Roberts on coming up in 45 minutes. And Paul Craig Roberts, of course, was the deputy secretary of the Treasury Department during the Reagan administration, number two at the Treasury Department. And he's one of the most conservative men from the Reagan administration. Won many awards. This is about as conservative as you get. And he's calling for Bush's immediate impeachment for what happened with the dikes and levees and dams. The barriers. So many names for the same thing. A rose is still a rose by any other name. The dikes, the levees, is, people keep, I mean, there's all these different terms for it, but the barriers, the walls, the shields from the Lake Pontchartrain and the Mississippi. But what we do know is this. The picture, the area of the picture that is emerging is that the government knew exactly what it was doing, and that to maintain total centralized control of the situation, they deliberately, because they'd war gamed, it turns out, many, many times this exact scenario, FEMA, Department of Defense, Health and Human Services, Homeland Security, they had all war gamed of the flooding of New Orleans. We know that going back just last year, again, the Houston Chronicle came out and reported that if there was a direct Category 5 hit, 500,000 people would die. That was FEMA's own report. And we know that the government slashed the funding specifically for those levees, and it went directly to the war in Iraq and the war on terror. And we know specifically that Bush, the first few days as this was unfolding, as the world was learning the full scope, was still going to rock concerts and playing the guitar and taking two naps a day and riding his bike for 3 hours. The life of a dilettante. And we know that Condoleezza Rice, as late as Thursday night, was at plays being booed out of the auditorium because everybody saw how just over the top and arrogant it was. And Dick Cheney is out in, you know, Jackson Hole, out west, you know, hanging around, doing nothing. And so we know that they seem totally calm and at ease, like nothing had happened. Now we've learned that behind the scenes, Dick Cheney was getting briefings and Bush was getting briefings, and they were specifically hands-on themselves handing out the contracts. And that's one of the big reasons everything was held up, because they didn't let their minions make the decisions. It was being micromanaged as to who got the contracts. And folks, who do you think got a lot of the big contracts all over the Gulf Coast? Back last Wednesday, I told my webmaster, Ryan Slickeisen, for Infowars.com, I said, take that picture of Bush looking out the window of Air Force One and put over it, a thought bubble, I wonder if I can get away with giving the repair contracts to Halliburton. Or maybe I can just leave Iraq, or maybe I can just leave Louisiana destroyed like I did Iraq for 13 years, like my father and Clinton did. So we posted that. And then lo and behold, we find out on Friday from the Houston Chronicle, it's now in the Washington Post, no bid contracts to Halliburton. So they're actually profiting from it directly. And now the Army Times is reporting, this is up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, the Army Times is reporting right now that they are calling the people inside New Orleans combatants, they're calling them terrorists, and namely in one article I saw, they are calling them insurgents. Insurgents. And they're openly erasing the last vestiges of Posse Comitatus. We'll come back and we'll go straight to JW, Charles, Kevin, Mike, and others. And this is just such a big picture. It's hard to articulate all of it, but we'll cover it all. Stay with us.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of different medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water. Yes, I said drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed, oxidized water, or EO from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. They are also safe and effective for topical treatments of acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throats, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed oxidizing water solutions for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit rpa-biotech.com. For more information or ordering, call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, two-thirds of the police just walked off the job the day after the hurricane hit as the city filled with water. And then they claim that they were just out looting the police to supply themselves. But we've got several newscasts where they actually catch the police with shopping carts full of, you know, radios and shoes and clothes and, you know, electronics goods, video games. They're just stealing. Which is human nature. I mean, even our revolutionary forces in 1776. Weren't as bad as the British, but they did loot. I mean, that's what power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. My point is the government can't save you, isn't going to save you, doesn't want to save you. And you notice they had enough police there to search people and make sure they didn't have guns getting into the Superdome. And the criminals just snuck guns in. The police evacuated, and then the criminals got to go around raping and killing. Whereas if there had just been a few good people with guns, none of this would have happened. So again, the cops say, we can't protect you, we won't protect you. Almost all the federal and state rulings say that it's not their job to protect you. Did you know that? No, they're to respond after a crime. They have no obligation to protect you, but they sure want your gun. They're even trying to ban citizens getting tasers now. So you can't protect yourself, and I'm not going to protect you. And notice, they won't give you any help. I mean, if all you got's a quarter tank of gas, no money, you've had enough money to drive out of New Orleans in your SUV or in your van with your four kids to the Superdome or to the Astrodome, they say, sorry, you got to give up everything, sign yourselves over to us as wards of the state. And I guarantee you, folks, the Child Protective Services is grabbing kids left and right because they're carrion eaters. So any weak population, they're going to be feeding on. All right, I'm going to shut up. It's so many facets. J.W., Charles, Kevin, Mike, Scott, Sean, we're going to go to you all. J.W. in Louisiana, welcome. What's your report for us?
Good morning, Alex.
Hi.
Where do you want me to begin?
Just compare what's really happening locally. You've been calling us from Baton Rouge in the last week to what's in the national news and the reports you're getting from the police and others that you're talking to.
Okay. First of all, you're correct in what you're saying. Over 200 New Orleans police have resigned. That is pretty much verifiable. Two has committed suicide. It's going to take, from my understanding, 40 to 80 days to pump New Orleans dry. The list is endless. Like I say, I've got about eight directions I can go in. You take me wherever you need me to go.
Just run down them.
Okay. Well, first of all, I've studied maps over the weekend. 25% of Louisiana has been impacted by this storm. I figure the approximate number of people is close to 3 million. You got 13 to 14 parishes that has either devastated totally or have various degrees of devastation.
And the rest of the state is overrun with refugees.
This is correct. You have the northern parishes of from New Orleans that go up to the northeast, like Washington Parish, St. Tammany Parish, which are more rural parishes, that the news media is not, they've overlooked them completely, thrown them to the wolves. These people are in dire straits up there. So it's not just the New Orleans area. You have Orleans Parish, you have Jefferson Parish, St. Charles Parish, Lafourche Parish, the fishing industry of, I figure at least a third of the fishing industry of Louisiana is out. That's commercial and sport fishing. The oil and gas, an empire, Venice, Burris, all down through there, Boutique is what they use for staging areas for the oil and gas industry, completely devastated. Jesus, Alex, it's unbelievable. I know
what about your city with the refugees? Any problems there?
Well, Baton Rouge is, I would say, holding up rather well, but I don't know how long it's going to last. The reports are really the local news coverage is downplaying to some degree. It's my understanding, well, of course, we've got gas lines, and if you can even find gas, and they've lined up 50, 60 deep at the major filling stations. But everything you've said is correct thus far about what is happening in New Orleans. I have a story. I hear the break coming up.
Real quick on the other side, finish up, J.W. Just get to the most important stuff you got for us. Then we'll go to Charles, also in Louisiana, Kevin, Mike, and many others. And as soon as you hear one caller leave us, it's your chance to call in, 1-800-259-9231. I haven't gotten into the martial law scenario and how this affects the U.S. economy. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The 5th Annual Seniors Expo is coming to Mystic Lake Casino Hotel September 19th and 20th. Door prizes, free drawings, and nonstop fun. Featuring the Ms. Minnesota Senior Pageant, Dr. Dale Anderson, who prescribes laughter for health, the Plymouth Playhouse Church Basement Ladies, the Silver Sneakers, and more. Learn all about the new Medicare prescription plan from the Social Security Administration. See a fashion show. Have fun with the Bees and Mariner and the Magic Man. There's something new every hour. All this, plus hundreds of products, drawings, and fantastic giveaways. The 5th Annual Seniors Expo celebrates all that's good about getting older. It's all happening at Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, September 19th and 20th. For discount tickets, visit 101expos.com or call 612-798-7256. Sponsored in part by Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, KSTC, KSTP, Medica, and Ebenezer. Save the date, September 19th and 20th at Mystic Lake.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
America is being trained how to be good little slaves. How to relinquish all control over your life and go under federal control. The federal government for several days held back and did nothing. The state government completely collapsed. The local government completely collapsed. And then the military is being praised. Man, they ought to run everything. Wow, they got some buses in. Wow, they got some food and water in. Folks, it was the military under orders of FEMA. This is all mainstream, but again, back of the paper, that wouldn't let food and water get in for at least 3 days. That held everybody back. That held the people back that wanted to come in with their boats and rescue. And we have police captains going public and mayors going public, and we have military men going public. I mean, it's not a secret, but still it should be the main focus after the continual rescue is to just show how this government is not heroic. This government has not done a good job. They've done a horrible job, and the base stuff that governments traditionally are supposed to do is build stuff like dams and maintain levees. And that has not been done. It specifically, it isn't just like Bush sucked this money off into some other area of the budget. No, it specifically went for his no-bid contracts and the rest of it in Iraq. And now Halliburton's going to get it coming and going. Now Halliburton's going to get money here for doing this. It's just unbelievable. Now, there were 100-plus companies that could have done the work that Halliburton did in Iraq, but they claim no bid because only Halliburton can do it. Now, clearly, they got a lot of oil field equipment, a lot of trucks, and a lot of employees, and a lot of engineers that, frankly, are in Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. So I could see Halliburton getting a few of the jobs. But under federal law, they're not supposed to because of conflict of interest. The point is it's just so obvious, and it's so disgusting. But I'm going to get into this posse comitatus martial law situation and what was really behind the looting and how the police are literally leading the looting. Paul Craig Roberts is coming up here in about 30 minutes, former deputy treasury secretary, to talk about this whole situation. But right now, JW, finish up your report. What are people saying about Bush's now admitted photo op that was staged with the governor? What are they saying about the clear evidence that the government didn't repair the levees? What are they saying about the lack of response and for some reason not bringing food and water to those people and then making the breakdown of society many times worse?
Well, that seems to be the topic of conversation in Baton Rouge. And, for example, Ray Nagin, the mayor of New Orleans, he is pointing the finger at the governor of our state. And, of course, the governor is passing the buck on up the line to Bush and his administration. But I'm going to give you examples.
And then Bush is blaming the locals.
That is correct. But Ray Nagin's running around in a T-shirt and jeans with about a five-day growth beard, but yet he shaves his head. His head is smooth shaven. I've seen him a number of times on TV. It is strictly the blame game is being pointed, but honestly and truly, it starts with the mayor of New Orleans.
You know, that's a good point. So this is part of his new costume.
This is correct. That is exactly right. And as far as the looting involving the police, I have a story that was appeared on our local Channel 9 here in Baton Rouge. The reporters were interviewing some people in a hotel. There's 20 people holed up in a hotel who would not allow themselves to be evacuated. The reason being that the police, NOPD, was holed up in an adjacent apartment complex to the hotel on the 10th floor with looted goods. And when a Channel 9 news reporter went to the 10th floor and approached them, they were met at gunpoint by several New Orleans police who holed
up. That's the top story, and we have a news report out of Louisiana on that. We have several ABC and CBS reports that aren't as bad, but for those that just missed that, the police are leading the looting, and they are actually sitting on top treasure chest, refusing to leave their goodies, and guaranteed they're not going to send the licensed to kill troops in to fight the real insurgents. And as usual, the insurgents are the police. The insurgents are the government. Read your history books, and then this wouldn't be surprising. But because we don't know history, it is not surprising. It is surprising. Now, do me a favor here, JW, because I've got a report on this, but I want to track down the TV news piece of this. I want to find it online. And John, running the board right now, instant message this to my producer if she is not listening. I want this found and posted on InfoWars and Prison Planet, along with the other police looting sections. JW, very slowly, give us the TV station, when this happened, and the specifics.
It's WAFB.
WAFB.
Channel 9.
Channel 9.
In Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge.
It's the CBS affiliate.
Yep.
I believe I'd given you those numbers Friday.
Yes,
there.
But specifically, describe exactly. I've got a text report just saying that they went in to evacuate people and police aimed guns at them. But of course, nationally, we're going to get a whitewash. Specifically, what did they show on the news?
They showed the local reporter interviewing the people in the hotel. There was 20 of them approximately. They said they feared for their life. They didn't want to venture out of the hotel because of the police that was holed up in the adjacent building. According to several of the people they interviewed at the hotel who holed up, that the police had left out a number of times and had commandeered or stolen a generator from one of the local hospitals. They carried the generator to the 10th floor where they barricaded themselves in and was holding up with whatever additional loot they had taken. the Channel 9 reporter went up and confronted them, and they and the police did come out. Who they identified themselves as NOPD. They wasn't in uniform, but they did identify themselves that they were NOPD, and the news reporters were met at gunpoint.
Are you kidding? We've got a national anchor. We've got video on Prison Planet in a Walmart as the police are looting, and they're not looting Twinkies and you know, goldfish to eat. For those who don't know, little goldfish, you know, cheese crackers. Point is, they're not in there doing that, folks. They're loading up on all the goodies.
I've seen
shows the women cops in there basically shopping, you know, holding up dresses, basically.
I've seen the report. I have the Baton Rouge Advocate, the newspaper. I have the website, if any of your listeners would care to go to it. And
are they reporting on the looting?
I haven't seen the newspaper today, so I can't comment
What's
on
the
that.
What's the website?
But I would assume that they are.
Well, this is just unbelievable. Baton Rouge Advocate, we can find that. No, I mean, I do have a report that they're New Orleans police held up in a building that won't leave. I mean, how they must really have some valuable goodies to be willing to aim guns at camera people.
Well, I don't want to paint the all the New Orleans police with a broad brush, but are you aware of the incident that took place on the 17th Street Bridge yesterday afternoon?
Well, there's so many. Fill me in.
The New Orleans police killed six snipers. What was happening? That's where one of the dikes is broken. That's the 17th Street. The construction crew, contractors, were in there working. Eight people was up on the bridge firing at the contractors while they were attempting to repair the break in the dike.
Now, why on earth? Yeah, I did see that report. Well, no, obviously there are a lot of firefighters and police that are heroes. Just like in the Revolutionary War, I mean, most of our troops weren't looting, but it always becomes a problem. My point is that government isn't going to save you, can't save you, won't save you, and I'm wondering why we're seeing a media cover-up on all of this. But, yes, I do have a blurb here. There was a shootout there at the bridge. Do we know who these people were?
No, we don't. I'm assuming they were just looters. There's no way I could tell you why they did.
That's pretty strategic. Your average looter isn't going to try to keep the levee open.
I do have a report, changing the subject only slightly. I do have a report about a nurse. He's a male on our end working at the Louis Armstrong Airport. He lived in New Orleans, had to leave his home, and he volunteered to work at the airport on the refugees. He had been there for a number of days. FEMA come in. They've taken over the airport. Now they're using that as a staging area for the extremely sick and ill. He had been there and donated his time. When FEMA come in and took over, they told him his services was no longer needed to go home. He told them, quote, "I don't have a home to go to." He was volunteering his services. He says they come in, set up, and sit down. That is a quote he used.
Well, FEMA is designed, I mean, it's been on the record where they just tell hurricane victims, help me, and he goes, look, lady, you're going to die, just go die.
Oh, there's numerous reports about, I know two people personally went down to volunteer their services with boats. These are credentialed law enforcement personnel from adjacent parishes who went down at their own expense and was either turned away or told who and how many people they could pick up and where to go to do this. It's unbelievable.
And again, you can't have maybe 20 FEMA coordinators telling tens of thousands of people, and I've got the same reports where you've got people that have got special forces backgrounds who are, you know, sergeants in the police department, and they bring their own boats in, and they just are told, no, you can't go, or they tell them, okay, you can only go to this one area and see if you find anybody. Again, you cannot micromanage things like this.
Well, that's correct, and I've heard those stories from people that I know personally, but let me give you another heads up on what's going on here in the Baton Rouge area. The housing market has gone through the roof. A house that was selling for $80,000 2 weeks ago is selling for $200,000 today.
I've got that report as well.
People are being moved, evicted out of their apartments, who was month-to-month leases. They are being evicted out of their apartments, so the complexes can, of course, double, triple, quadruple the rent. One New Orleans businessman who was not identified, purchased 14 homes in the Baton Rouge area for his employees, which is great, and I understand it, but the housing market has gone through the roof. You won't be able to, nobody.
All right, continue to give us reports. I want to get some other reports, JW, but always very good reports. We appreciate you calling in and spending your time, and God bless you.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we spent about 15, 20 minutes with JW, and we're going to go to Charles and Kevin, everybody here right now. It's just, this is so important. And the point is, I'm not saying the police are bad, but they're just like the general public. And about 20% of them are going to be criminal, folks. I mean, it's really simple. In fact, history and statistics show that you even get a higher percentage of control freaks and criminals and psychopaths and sociopaths and people that want to exercise power, bullies, that whole gamut of unsavory types I just mentioned, they gravitate towards positions of power. Also, well-meaning individuals who do care about community and have a sense of duty, they also gravitate towards being police and things like that. So you got the best people in the police departments, and you got the worst people in the police departments. And the Founding Fathers talked about this. I mean, these were scholars. These were incredibly intelligent men. They talked about how you're going to get the best and worst out of government, generally the worst, and that's why you've got to bind the hands of government, because it'll then get out of control. And I don't know how Bush politically can survive this. I mean, I just do not know. Bare minimum, he is a vacationing fool who continued vacationing 3 days into this disaster. Bare minimum. And just did a horrible job, and thousands died as a result. And the evidence is showing they were so busy deciding who to give these bids to. They're talking about a $100 billion repair bill over the next year. That's what held things up. And, I'm rarely am I speechless. I just don't. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Charles in Louisiana, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead, Charles.
Well, number one is everything I say, go to WBRZ Channel 2. The guys on the bridge had guns. They didn't shoot at the people. I was down close as I can get. What five guys are going to attack a military? They was carrying guns, but everybody's got to carry guns in New Orleans. There's so much crime.
Well, that's another thing. They're saying anybody who has a gun is bad,
but
obviously the military should just go after people that are looting or shooting guns at people.
Well, Mr. Jones, check this out. Carl Walker, Walmart, or any gun store, they got an audience, I don't know if it's still got it since Friday, that we can't buy bullets to defend ourselves. We have incidents down here. Willie Gray's got on television and said, take no more of the people from New Orleans. I can't control it. We're having a lot of incidents. Please don't take no more of the people in. Then we go try to protect ourselves.
That's right. That's right. They are not selling bullets right now.
That's right. They got an audience. But we did get, we did have store. Bullets were passed out to everybody. My cousin was robbed right into a dollar store. A little 15-year-old boy, him and his friend, guy took his wallet right in middle of a dollar store down here. Women are being insulted and all that. But let me explain.
Now, was this an armed robbery?
No, it was a strong armory. Just reached in his pocket. He was only 15 years old.
Okay.
And then Willie Gray's saying, he's on television, check it out where I told you. We can't take no more. They won't give us the security. They wanted chaos down here, and they didn't want the people here to defend themselves. Now
He actually said that.
WBRZ.
You're telling me the mayor of your town...
No, not the mayor, the sheriff.
The sheriff said they wanted chaos.
No, he said that we can't... I'm saying they want... He said we can't. He's having incidents. He can't take no more people. So people started going by bullets, and they wouldn't sell the bullets to us.
I know. That's why everybody should have their cartridges beforehand.
Yes, sir. It was the sheriff. Okay, now, the police up there, they're saying they steal. They hit a jewelry store. It was a jewelry store they hit. I understand.
You're talking about the police that are held up in the 10-story building.
Yes, sir. I heard it was a jewelry store. I got that from another policeman. And another thing is, people going down there with boats, they're running them back saying, we don't need your help. Two or three people, it was on the news, WBRZ.
No, I'm fully aware of that.
Yeah, okay. And they said, so they went and got 10 or 12 people, and they said, there's 20 more up there. And the police told them, leave them there. The police, it's on the news. Leave them there. Don't go get them.
Now, let's be specific. On your local news, and then you talk to a police officer?
Yes, sir.
Specifically that about police robbing jewelry stores?
I heard it was a jewelry store. They were shoes and all up there in a generator, but they was jewelry, too.
And nothing's going to happen to those police?
They don't know if it was police. They claim to be police. They didn't have no uniforms on. They were guarding the door and threatening the people in the... it was a 10...
It may not even be police. I've just got video of police in uniform stealing goodies. Stay there. I'll let you finish up briefly on the other side. Charles, we'll take more calls. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
To arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the
law,
you'll hear from me.
Well, troops begin combat operations in New Orleans to fight the insurgents. That's a quote out of the Army Times yesterday. And meanwhile, the military is going around simply confiscating the firearms of all the citizens, even in their homes. Going door to door. Oh, sorry, you can't have your gun. Oh, sorry, there's no Second Amendment now because a few bands of people are going around looting, and we know some of them are the police. Others are posing as the police. We've got the guns. You can't have your guns. Charles, I remember years ago you calling in talking about local police friends of yours who were saying, well, we've been told a bioweapon attack's coming, and we can't have citizens armed during a bio attack. It would cause riots and problems. When in truth, an armed population stops riots, or at least lessens them. We saw that with the riots in Los Angeles and the Korean shopkeepers when the police just refused to go into those areas and stood down. It was the Koreans who finally turned the tide. The police wouldn't go in and help the firefighters. This was on national TV as the firefighters, who were valiant, were being shot at by scumbags. It was the citizens that started opening fire on them. You talk about public servants. I have nothing but respect for our firefighters. But they're not even allowed in many cases to save people because FEMA's in control. Charles, finish up what you were saying, then I'm going to go to Kevin and Mike and Sean and Wes and others.
Why they didn't want the citizens of these parishes to defend themselves? This is coming down here. The Ninth Ward's coming, and they tell them, you can't buy bullets. We ain't selling you no bullets. Why would they do that to us? They wanted chaos. They wanted body count. Landrieu, she wanted martial law so bad, it was she had to apologize because she's saying, my troops are ready, locked and loaded, and more than willing to shoot. They wanted chaos, Mr. Jones. Believe me, I tried. My wife talks to the people in the shelters. I bring fresh clothes to some policemen. I'm not exaggerating. I call you all the time. I want to have a good word with you. But it's not what the papers are reporting. They want a body count. They want chaos here in other parishes. Believe me. And that proves it when you're saying you can't defend yourself.
Well, that's a recipe for disaster. I had heard they put in some ordinances in different areas.
Yes, yes.
That you can't buy guns or bullets. That is totally criminal.
I went to the pawn shop right down here, Walmart. I went with people trying to get the bullets. They wouldn't sell it to them, Mr. Jones. No one is just coming out here, and they're having heavy incidents, people walking around. They ain't searching the cars down. They're seeing the Ninth Ward's coming out, it's the Crips and the Bloods and all that, and we can't defend ourselves? What kind of government is this?
Well, I've got mainstream news reports here today where they say no guns allowed, but we're not going to protect you.
Well, there's a lot of stories I could tell you. I just wanted.
So basically, they're going to send the U.S. Army up against you if you don't turn your guns in.
Yes, sir.
That's the freedom of George Bush, folks.
Now let me explain.
As if the criminals are going to follow any of these rules.
I talked to one woman. Let me tell you this one story. And I talked to her, and I believe her. She's a good woman. She was trying to get some. Bullets, her son told her to come get some bullets. And I said, what happened in the Dome Stadium? She said, well, a woman who lived in Gonzales has come back, and I'm going to say it like this, they raped her so bad she couldn't hardly walk. I said, where's the police? She said, oh, they were outside.
Well, they never have protected us. They never will. It's not their job.
Well,
they'll tell you it's not our job to protect you.
They had vigilantes going right in the Dome Stadium, and the police standing outside, not giving these people no protection. They tell them, we're going to take you.
Well, let's be clear. It was vigilantes that killed the rapists.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Been admitted. Groups of vigilantes.
Well, thank you, Mr. Jones.
Anything else, Charles?
No, I'm just disgusted with it because it's nothing but lies on that television.
Well, call in anytime you want. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.